This is KTOO Juneau, where we are live and local. I'm your host for today, Cheryl Snyder. Joining me now in the studio is Tim Banaszak from the Juneau Gastineau Rotary Club and David Love from the Alaska Department of Fish and Game. And they are both here to tell us about Family Fishing Day at the lake. Welcome, both of you.
Thank you.
Good to be here.
Good to be here for sure. Great. We appreciate this.
Yeah, well, we're thrilled to have you. This is a great annual event. David, I heard you mention earlier that you've been involved in planning the event for
a number
some time.
Of years.
Yeah, so tell us about it. Tell us what people can expect.
Okay, so Family Fishing Day at the lake is going to be at Twin Lakes this Saturday from 10 to 3. Fishing poles will be available for families. There'll be rods, reels, hooks, bait. There'll be a number of participating organizations, including Alaska Department of Fish and Game, the Rotary, Gastineau Juneau Rotary Club, U.S. Forest Service. Territorial sportsmen have contributed, as has Western Auto. Coast Guard Auxiliary will be there. And basically, we're trying to get people outside and out on the water and enjoying themselves fishing.
Very good. So if someone comes and they've never fished before, are there people there to show them how to cast and how to bait their hook and
exactly
what to
so
do if they catch something?
The fish and game experts will be there to help you tie your line, tie your lure, cast your line. We have different kinds of gear for people to try. And we are encouraging families to come enjoy this event.
What kind of fish will people be catching?
So last week, through cooperation with DIPAC at the Macaulay Hatchery, we stocked 9,000 rainbow trout. These fish are anywhere from 6 to 16 inches, so there are some good-sized fish this year. And early reports of folks fishing is that fishing's been pretty good. So we will help clean fish. We will help identify fish. There's a possibility you could get some cutthroat trout as well.
Wow, so that's exciting. So people could go and potentially go home with some fish to put on the grill?
That's right, yeah.
That's great. And there's some other things that happen there, too. I understand that you don't have to necessarily pack a lunch, that there's food and snacks provided.
Right. That's correct.
Yeah, that's right. And that's kind of where Rotary comes in to help out with this. As David was mentioning, in 1989 is when the Fish and Game first started hosting this and putting this on with the Territorial Sportsmen back in the day. And then our Rotary Club came alongside and said, hey, let's augment some of this with some fun things. So, and that includes food and other items that would be really helpful. And we'll have hot dogs, chips, soda. And the idea is that somebody can just show up there. You don't have to bring anything. You've got Dan's team and others that are going to help you with the fishing. And then you're going to have food, hot dogs, chips, soda, as we mentioned. And the community really comes together to help us out with these kinds of things. There's donations and contributions from many of the folks that are in town. Other Rotary clubs help out with this. And then if I could, I would like to mention a few of those folks.
Absolutely, please.
That would be good, because this would not be possible. And it's important to note that this is not a fundraiser with a D. It's a fun fishing day at the lake. And it's made possible by folks like Super Bear at IGA. Every year they donate the hot dogs and the buns. It's over 1,000 hot dogs for that. And they just do that. They feel like that's really important. Northern Sales contributes the chips to this. We have Odom Corporation and Coca-Cola, who provides the drinks. Heritage Coffee Company is an anchor tenant for this, and they bring hot coffee for those of us that need our caffeine. We've got hot chocolate that's provided this year by Safeway and Starbucks, and so that's really nice for the young folks. And even some of us older folks, too, that like hot chocolate as well. And then in addition to the food, there's games that we have there. Barron's Mechanical is provided prizes, okay, so they can kind of be entertained with that. And we've got other folks that have Joanne Lott and their firm do the posters for us that go around mm-hmm. town. Another really awesome thing is that we do every year is we send out across the Juneau School District to all the schools a poster contest so that young folks can compete. And I failed to send you one. I did this yesterday morning, too.
I did see the art, though, and I didn't understand that it was part of a contest. But, yes, the art is terrific. Can people find that online? Can they see it online?
Yes, absolutely. If you just Google Juneau Fishing Day at the Lake, as we call it, it'll pop up on our Rotary Facebook page, and you'll see the poster and the dates, and that's a good way to do that rather than giving you a long, protracted www.url.com.gov.whatever's out there.
Yeah.
Can we maybe make a shout out there again to Territorial Sportsmen, Western Auto Marine, and Downtown Domino's, and DIPAC. DIPAC is instrumental in getting these fish into the lake for us and growing those fish up for us.
So it's clear a lot of people come together to make this event such a big success. How many people do you anticipate showing up on Saturday?
Go ahead.
Yeah. So we seem to average between 1,000 and 1,700 people a day that come through each year.
Wow.
Sometimes it's weather dependent. I know we've had a lot of dry weather, so people are really going to be looking forward to some moisture.
Yeah.
So come on out.
They can actually come outside. Everybody's been hiding inside from the sun.
But make sure you dress appropriately because this will happen rain or shine. When you're going on a fishing trip, you can't, you know, let the weather stop you. So.
That's right. And the best fishing is when it's drizzling.
That's what they say, yes.
And, you know, another important thing, a question that we get asked from time to time is, do I need a fishing license? The same rules apply for this event as they do in any sport fishing in Alaska. So for folks that are under 18 years of age, you don't need a sport fishing license. But if you're 18 or older, I believe that's right, 18
Correct.
Or older.
Okay. For residents.
For residents. Better leave that to the experts. Yeah. Don't want to steer anyone wrong. Make sure you have a fishing license.
Yes.
Okay. And where are the best places to get those in advance of the
event? So you can get those online at the ADF&G online store through the State of Alaska website, or you can get those at local vendors like Western Auto, DeHart's, any of the sporting goods stores.
I think Fishing Game. Probably get them there too, I would think.
Fred Myers will sell them also. Yeah. Yeah, you could come to the office and buy them either at the downtown location next to the Whale or out in Douglas. We can sell you licenses there. Or if you just do it online in the comfort of your own home, you'll get an email. If you lose your license, you can print that off again and be able to.
And I think that online feature, I started using that several years ago. It is the best. You can be like running out the door on the boat and like, oh, no, this is my first day of the year. I haven't got my license yet. You don't have to try to go find a place. You just get online. And so if you have a last minute hankering, go on over and do that.
And a good tip, if you get your license and you print it and you sign it and take a picture of it with your phone – and that is legal tender, if you will.
Oh, wonderful.
So it's got to have your signature on it, though.
Okay. I'm going to remember that.
Yeah.
Okay.
That'll be helpful.
Great. So we've got a great event coming up this Saturday, 10 a.m. until 3 p.m.
10 a.m. until 3, Twin Lakes, family fishing day at the lake. Come on out, enjoy some food and fun times fishing, and we hope everybody can make it.
And this year we're going to have an amazing playground, too.
Oh, yeah.
Last year it was partially under construction, and our construction company did a great job kind of getting it, allowing us to get in there and still keep things on schedule. And now we've got this just terrific venue to be able to have this. So we're looking forward to it.
It's kind of underscores two great things that happen because of community involvement and participation, and a lot of people just stepping up and giving in ways that they can, including the two of you, to make this event so great.
And behind us are 200 other people. Mm-hmm. That's what's just amazing about this. I was just pulling from my folder. I've got pages of volunteers that are signed up for different parts of this. It's a real testament to our community. And great showcase.
All right. Well, thank you both so much for coming in today, David Love and Tim Banizak. We look forward to the event on Saturday, 10 to 3, free to anybody who wants to come and put a line in the water.
Absolutely. All right. Thank you.
All right. Well, thanks so much.
Come on out, everyone.